The following presentation is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, home to a vast array of sports and entertainment podcasts, including Two and a Half Wrestlers, Neckbreaker, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Inconclusive Breakdown, Midnight Jury, After Midnight, Apex Radio, and The Shining Wizards. Plus exclusive shows Thursday Night Destruction and Kevin Gill's King of Indies podcast. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Audio Boom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
This week's show is episode 42 of the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast. I'm your host, Justin, joined this week by Mr. Short.
Yep.
And that's it.
And Skeets.
And Skeets. Vince is out handling the 2-inch blizzard of Indiana. I'm sure he's very happy. Timmy is, let's say it's a business trip. Yeah, sure. Dan couldn't make it this week. Hopefully, fingers crossed, everybody will be back in studio next week. Well, we watched some TV shows.
Yep, we did.
A lot of TV shows this week. You want to start with Gotham?
Yeah.
Alright, I'll go through my notes here. Fish is getting tortured to start off the episode.
Yeah.
Taking off from last week where Falcone wanted her alive.
Yep.
And Butch makes the save. Her man, servant, friend, bodyguard, buddy.
Yeah, the big dude.
Big dude. I like him. He's a good
character. Yeah, he's a good
character.
Actor.
Yeah. Riddler gives that girl a card after Butch and Fish escape. Basically, this episode was about a bunch of corrupt cops that are dealing drugs and committing murders and are protected all the way up from the judges to the commissioner.
Yeah.
So
Bruce hasn't been in the last two episodes.
He was in this one.
Oh, he was?
Shortly.
Shit, I don't remember.
He gave... I got that here in a second. Let's see. Those cops got a hold of the card that Riddler gave the girl and were making fun of it. And
yeah.
She eventually went and apologized and said it was very thoughtful. And he starts to ask her out, and she says, "Don't say anything," and leaves.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, just... Well, we know what drives him crazy. It's a woman.
And last week I said her name was Christmas. It's not. It's Kringle, which is...
Yeah.
Close.
She's Mrs. Claus. Let's see. Gordon went to the Penguin for help to get evidence to bust these cops, since he knows... not Marconi. Yeah. Not Falcone, the other one.
Yeah.
Don Maroney.
Maroney.
Maroney. Runs the drugs.
Yeah.
So that would be what the cops are in with. He gets his evidence.
Yeah. Well, he says, promise me no one will get hurt. And he says, yeah. I think he said something like, yeah, I promise.
I promise.
Something like that. And
Well.
He broke his promise.
He didn't.
Oh, yeah.
His goon did.
Yeah.
But they got the evidence and... Bad cops get arrested, and then Zsasz shows up.
Yeah.
And anytime Victor Zsasz shows up, stuff's going down. He goes after Fish and Butch. Butch basically gets Fish out of the building or something.
Yeah.
They were in like a warehouse or something. And Zsasz gets Butch, but we don't know. That's a kind of a cliffhanger. Does he kill him? Or because he says something about taking him home to play with.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that could be... If this was on at a later time, we'd be seeing some stuff.
Yeah.
But, so we don't know. That's a cliffhanger. Bruce gave Selina a snow globe. He was going all over Gotham to try and find her, and he found Ivy. And he told Ivy to tell Kat that he was looking for her. And she shows up, gives him, he gives her the snow globe. She basically breaks his heart.
Yeah, tells her to leave her alone.
Yeah, and says that she didn't see the parents get shot, which we know is a lie.
Yeah.
So that was basically the end of Gotham, was Fish and Bullock on the pier.
Yeah, and they were kissing.
They kiss, and Fish is taken off out of town.
Yeah, before that, though, the guy that was involved in the drug ring goes to...
Yes, he finds Gotham, or Gordon in an alley.
Yeah, and he's afraid of him.
He's scared to death of him because of what
he's like, please don't hurt me.
And my wife and kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of Penguin's goon.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Good episode. This is setting up. I think I saw a trailer for next week. Fish calls Maroney, lets him know that, hey, Penguin's really working for Falcone.
Yeah.
So, a whole bunch of stuff's going to go down next week.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Gordon's going to get a reputation of being involved with the mob.
Yep. But he works with Bullock, and Bullock has that reputation anyway, so.
Yeah.
He's eating his Kong toy. So.
Oh.
I watched Arrow. I don't think you watched Arrow.
No.
Go through this real quick. Brick's gang from last week, they're trying to take over the Glades, which is a part of town. Kind of a crappy part of town, but that's where most of the crime is.
Yeah.
So they kidnap some city councilmen. The Arrow team gets back together to try and save the people. Felicity helps Adam with... He's having trouble with his chip design for the Adam suit. And she figures out what the problem is and helps him so he doesn't die, you know, trying to save the city. Merlin and Thea... Merlin keeps telling Thea that we gotta leave. Roz is coming. You don't want to mess with Roz. You know, that whole deal. But they end up saying, okay, fine, we'll stay and fight. So basically this is going to be the Arrow team plus Merlin and Thea against Roz and the League of Shadows, which is coming to town to kick ass and kill Merlin and everybody else. Hmm. Oliver's still alive. He's on his way back home. I can't remember the guy's name, but the one that saved him got a call from a guy at the end of the episode who's in Thea's nightclub. Because the guy still thinks that Oliver's buddy is still working with Roz, and he kind of is to a point, but he lets him know that, hey, Merlin and Thea's not leaving. They're still in the city. They're going to stay. And you don't know. It leaves it open-ended whether he's going to go tell Roz or not. Or so. But yeah, there's going to be a big showdown. That was Arrow. Flash. Flash had a couple Easter eggs at the very beginning of the episode. Did you catch on to it?
I think I caught one of them. I don't remember.
The motorcycle guys that did the robbery at the very beginning.
Yeah.
It's the Royal Flush Gang. If you remember Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah.
They were always on there committing robberies and stuff. But I like how they kind of
snuck
that in.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
How he wrangled them up. And
yeah. Iris was hired on as a cub reporter at the newspaper in Central City. I think that, yeah, Central City.
Yeah.
Wells is using his super speed. Did you notice this during this episode?
I did.
Did you notice that the lightning's red, not yellow?
Yeah.
That threw me off, because I'm like, wait a minute, if you're Reverse Flash, the lightning is supposed to be yellow and it's red. What's going on here?
Yeah, I don't know.
So I don't know what that... Your bad guy this week was Pied Piper, who used to work with Wells and Cisco and everybody at Star Labs.
Yeah.
And he told him that there was a good chance that something was going to happen with the particle accelerator. And Wells ignored him, went ahead, the accident happened, blah, blah, blah. Pied Piper used the sound waves as his weapon, I guess.
Yeah.
He has, like, it looks like the old Nintendo Power Gloves.
Yeah,
it is. I was like, this is repurposed Power Gloves, but it's still cool. And he basically had Flash beat.
Yeah.
Using sound waves, and he found the right frequency to bury his body, and his body was coming apart. Wells uses... They're on a road, and he uses all the satellite radios in the cars
Yeah.
At the right frequency to short out Pied Piper's gloves and stuff, and that's how they save him. In the very end, he's locked in a containment cell, like all the bad guys are, in right. Flash, underneath Star Labs. And he tells Sisko...
Which not one of them has stayed in there.
No. There was the one that's dead.
Yeah.
That they took, that he, Wells took the blood from. But yeah, pretty much everybody gets out. And he tells Sisko at the end of the episode that he's going to be letting him out soon. He's like, why in the hell would I let you out? And he goes, I know what happened to Ronnie Raymond. I know where he is, and I know how to help save him.
Yeah.
Of course, Ronnie Raymond's Firestorm. That means we're going to get the Firestorm episodes coming up, which is awesome. And Wells, at the very end, has... The Reverse Flash suit is still in the containment thing, but he has, like, the big... It's a circle... Metal circle thing that he's trying to regulate his powers because they're all screwy. And it won't do it, but he says that's okay because the end game's already here.
Yeah.
So... I really like this episode of Flash.
Yeah, I liked it better than the last one.
Yeah, it's getting better. And I have something when we get into TV news that the end of this season is going to be awesome. Reverse Flash is not going to be your bad guy going into next season. Yeah. Constantine. This was the other dimension serial killer.
Yeah, it was cool.
Who kidnaps people or kills people in this dimension, takes them to his dimension to torture and kill. And
yeah, it was a, he made his own dimension.
Yeah, using some Egyptian sleep technique and his consciousness.
And he comes to people in the mirror.
Yeah, and he polished or mirrored. I was like, that's a fucking Mirror Master from Flash, but okay.
Yeah.
It's DC, it all works. We're introduced to John's friend Richie, who was really cool this episode. He ends up basically defeating him in the guy's own dimension by making it his own.
Yeah.
And he almost stays there, but he decides to come on back with John and fight the darkness that's coming. So.
And Zed and the other guy were not in this episode.
Yeah, Zed
at all.
And Chaz was not in this one.
Did you notice that when Constantine moved to 8 o'clock, Zed's boobs aren't as prominent?
Yes, I have. I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, I know.
The woman that plays Zed is incredibly. Just hot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've noticed they've toned down some things. Next week's episode of Constantine, the Black Angel.
Yeah.
Constantine makes him mortal.
Oh.
To do something to help somebody. And, yeah. So, next week's is going to be good. Everybody just needs to start watching that show. Please.
Yeah.
Let's get the ratings up.
It's a really good show.
DVR it if you have a DVR, because that actually counts towards ratings.
Yeah, it's on Hulu, too.
Yeah, because they do +7 on ratings, which gives you a week to watch the show. So, there was no new episode of Scorpion this week. It will be back on the 9th. I want to say the 9th it comes back. Last one, Mike Tyson. The House Hunters episode, or House Haunters, I'm sorry, was the actual name. Basically, it's not a real, like, ghost mystery. It's a family wants help finding a house. It's a complete parody of one of the HGTV shows.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Mike's trying to help them find the right house for their, you know, it's a man, woman, and their dog, and they want a yard for the dog. And basically, at the end, the last house they go to is haunted, and only Marcus can see it. Because they're a different type of ghost than he is. But they end up, of course, they end up buying that house and moving in. And the gang's all back at that house later. And he's looking on the internet and goes, oh, a family was brutally murdered. And the dog as well. And it's like, oh, really? But, yeah, that Mike Tyson show is insane. I love it. It's only 15 minutes of madness. TV news. We'll get into, since we were talking about Gotham, they're going to introduce, this seems to come out every week that they're going to bring in a new villain, but this is one that has been talked about through the whole series so far. Colin Feore, he was on The Borgias, if anybody ever watched that show. It wasn't bad. He's been cast to play Dr. Francis Dulcimer, the Dollmaker.
Oh, yeah.
So if we go way, way back to where the kids were getting kidnapped.
Yeah.
Like the bus full of kids. He experiments on people and turns them into dolls he can control. Yeah. So yeah. They cast him. So that's...
And he's the one that cut the Joker's face off.
Yes. In the comic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they cast that one. Fox announced that negotiations are underway to develop an X-Men TV series.
Yep.
Fox controls the film rights for X-Men. The comic is owned by Marvel. But a live-action TV series has to have Marvel/Disney approval.
That's pretty exciting.
Yes. I don't think this is going to be Cyclops, Jean Grey, Wolverine, Storm, X-Men.
Oh, yeah?
From what I've read, it looks like it's going to be based on the X-Factor series, where it was Jamie Madrox, Multiple Man,
yeah,
doing the detective agency. I want to say that Peter David wrote that, but I'm not 100% sure on that. So it would be like a mutant detective show, which I'm fine with. That'd yeah, be badass. And Fox needs something. We talked about Flash. I told you I had the news. Here he goes. Grodd.
Yeah.
Will be on the last couple episodes this season. They said that they did the... they showed Geoff Johns the effects that they've already shot and done for his birthday. And they were all just blown away by it. So, we're going to get Gorilla Grodd. I'm like, oh, crap. We knew it was coming because they've left... You yeah, saw him in the gorilla in the cell, and then it was like the very first episode, you saw the cage that was busted open and the sign said Grodd, so
yeah,
we're going to get Gorilla Grodd. I'm way happy about that. The Jessica Jones Netflix series has cast David Tennant, who played Doctor Who, and he was in the Fright Night remake, as Kilgrave, who's also known as the Purple Man. His body produces pheromones which allow him to verbally control the actions of others. Now, this Jessica Jones Netflix series is based on the comic book Alias, which was written by Brian Michael Bendis.
Oh.
Which was a Marvel Max series.
Oh.
Because, yeah, that's the one where she took it up the ass from Luke Cage in the first issue of the book. So,
yeah.
Yeah. In the story... when she was a superhero known as Jewel, he used his powers on her to subdue her, forcing her to live with him while psychologically torturing her and raping her for several months. He ultimately sends her off to kill Daredevil, but she mistook Scarlet Witch for Daredevil because her mind was all screwy. Attacked her, the Avengers, you know, smashed her and beat her. And then they figured out, oh, she's brainwashed. They give her a psychic switch so he can't control her anymore. And then... But after she recovered, she just was so traumatized, that's why she quit being a superhero. So, they could do some stuff with that. I mean, the whole...
Yeah.
But yeah, David Tennant's going to be Purple Man. And actually, they've done the latest series of Daredevil. You had, like, Purple Man kids that were controlling people in San Francisco.
Yeah, I think I remember that, yeah.
So, they've also cast Rachel Taylor on Jessica Jones will be in the role of Trish Walker. In the comics, she is known as Hellcat, was a 70s superhero, which makes me think they're going to do Defenders or Heroes for Hire, whichever way they want to call it, because you have Hellcat, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Daredevil, Iron Fist.
Yeah.
It's going to be Heroes for Hire, so... That's good. Weird TV news. Norman Lear, the man that created All in the Family, wants to remake a single mom comedy that he did called One Day at a Time. Do you remember this from being a kid? Yeah, you were way too young to remember it. It was a mom and it had Valerie Bertinelli and Mackenzie Phillips. And it had the superintendent was the building super was Schneider. He always had like a denim vest and a weird black mustache.
I don't know.
But he wants to redo it. I don't think it will really go anywhere. Yeah, here's the... If you've ever seen, like, reruns of this show.
But, doesn't look familiar to me.
Yeah, well, you're younger. I watched a lot of Nick at Night, so... let's see. Mikab Brooks has been cast in Supergirl. He will play Jimmy Olsen. I'm glad you are here for this news and not Vince. Here is what Mikab looks like. Mr. Brooks looks like. Okay, Jimmy Olsen from Superman Comics is a redheaded guy.
Yeah.
White guy. So they cast a black guy.
With no hair.
With no hair. To play Jimmy Olsen. Okay. Apparently Supergirl will have a crush on him. Which is really why I'm glad Vince isn't here. Or this would just be...
I'll be Vince for a minute. God damn it.
What the hell?
Yeah. I hate everybody that's not a white American.
There you go. That's Vince. Apparently in the pilot of Supergirl, she's going to fight a bad guy who's like a one-off bad guy in an issue of Wonder Woman in the early 80s called the Lumberjack, who is a big burly monster of a man who has battled Kara's cousin in the past, is what the little blurb said. But he confronts her to gauge her power level on behalf of an unnamed boss. I don't think that's... that. I'm more okay with that than Black Jimmy Olsen. First you do Johnny Storm, which we'll get to, and then you do... I'm waiting for Black Man. Black Batman. That's next. You know it is. Oh, blizzard warning. All right.
It was snowing pretty good out there.
Yeah,
man.
It's
done now.
Yeah. Anna Gunn, who was on Breaking Bad, she played... I believe she was a wife, wasn't she?
I think
she was Walter's wife. She will be the co-star in the Criminal Minds spinoff with Gary Sinise. So that's a couple of real good actors.
Yeah.
So, and Criminal Minds, Criminal Minds is usually pretty well written. So there's that.
She wasn't much to look at, but she's a pretty good actress.
Yeah. There's been a couple. Their History Channel just did a 3-part miniseries called Sons of Liberty, and it was pretty good. I watched it.
It was like 3 hours long.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was 3 1-hour shows. Historically kind of accurate, but dramatized, let's say. It wasn't, you're like, you know, following the history book, but... And based, or not based off that, but another historical thing show is coming to HBO. They have greenlit a miniseries. Now listen to the executive producers on this. Edward Norton, Brad Pitt, Tom Hanks are your executive producers.
Wow.
This is going to star Casey Affleck and Matthias Schoenaert as Meriwether Lewis and William Clark. It's a Lewis and Clark story.
Oh, yeah.
And HBO always does real good miniseries, and you get those three executive producers, especially Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Because I think he did The Pacific and Band of Brothers, I think he produced too. So his track record being a producer is fantastic. So I'm kind of...
Yeah.
I like the historical stuff, so I'm interested in that. Movie news. Tonight is the Super Bowl, or as Hulk Hogan calls it, the Silver Bowl. You're going to get a bunch of movie trailers tonight.
Some I've seen, some I haven't.
You're going to get Tomorrowland, which looks...
It's like,
it could be... It's Disney. It looks like it could be interesting. You're going to get a trailer for Kingsman the Secret Service.
Yeah, that looks really good.
Divergent series Insurgent, which is the next in the series. Terminator Genesis, Hot Tub Time Machine 2, SpongeBob Sponge Out of Water, Furious 7.
Yeah.
Minions, the Minions movie.
I'm excited about that one.
The Jurassic World trailer.
Yeah.
And Seventh Son and Ted 2. We just watched the Ted 2 trailer and it looks hilarious.
Yeah, it does.
I'm not a big Seth MacFarlane fan, but the Ted
thing. It's Mark Wahlberg. Why would you not?
Well, of course, that's... the lineup has been leaked for Justice League Dark movie.
Oh, God.
Constantine.
Yeah.
Zatanna.
Yeah.
Dead Man.
Yeah.
And Jason Blood.
Oh.
Now, I had to think for a second. I'm like, who the fuck is Jason Blood? I've been reading comics for 30 years and the name didn't.
Yeah.
It's Edigrin the Demon.
Oh.
That's who Jason Blood turns into, the demon. And especially if you've been reading the Injustice comic book.
Yeah.
Where he's been helping out Batman go against Superman.
Yeah.
The demon's an awesome character.
Yeah. That Injustice series is just...
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of the art, but the story is just spot on.
Yeah. And since this is wrote by Guillermo del Toro...
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be awesome. No casting or anything like that. It's still way too early, but apparently that's going to be your team. So...
I'm excited for Zatanna.
Yeah. I want to see who they cast.
Yeah. Half-naked anybody.
Yeah. There you go.
She has to be so.
Can we put a black wig on Christina Hendricks?
Yeah. Big old boobies. I don't care.
Let's get Zed.
Yeah.
Play his own Constantine. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Eli Roth, the guy that made Hostel. And
right.
He has a movie called The Green Inferno. It's a horror movie with cannibals and everything. This thing has been tied up in courts to be released for almost a year. But apparently, he said in an interview that it may finally hit theaters in August or September. That they're finally working out the legal thing. In August or September, we could get it. The thing is, follows a group of student activists who, from New York, travel to the Amazon to protect a dying tribe. But crash in the jungle and are taken hostages by the people they were there to save, who happen to be cannibals. And yeah, I saw the trailer for it. I'm like, oh, this looks frightening. Yeah, and it's Eli Roth, so you get the hostile gore. So
yeah.
Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg, while they're not busy doing the Preacher series for AMC, are going to make a movie about the 90s battle between Sega and Nintendo called Console Wars. I'm not a big Seth Rogen fan.
Right.
I'm worried about Preacher, even though he's a big fan.
Yeah.
I want him to just focus on Preacher. I don't want him doing this shit.
Yeah.
We're talking bad about American Sniper and all that garbage.
I watched Neighbors not too long ago, last weekend. It was a pretty good movie, but it's a movie for Seth Rogen.
Yeah, a lot of his stuff
stoner
is,
humor, whatever. Yeah.
I really hope we don't get that in Preacher. That's what worries me, is we're going to get his stoner humor, and that doesn't mix with the Preacher. But
no, not at all.
But you're going to get a Sega versus Nintendo movie from him.
There'll be a lot of stoner humor in that.
Yeah. Relativity Pictures is searching for a new star for the Crow movie. We told you probably about a month ago that Luke Evans wasn't sure, but he officially came out and said that he has exited the project.
Yeah,
so.
Freya the Curse.
Yep. So now we don't know who's going to play the Crow, or if this movie is ever going to get made.
I will not do it.
No. Well, you're the only one that shows up. I need you here for the show. I don't need you shot by a prop gun. I don't know. There was a story. Let's see. After the third Crow movie came out, before the fourth one, there's been a story written for a long time, or a script written, for a female Crow whose kids were killed, and that's why she comes back.
Yeah.
Really good story. Based on one of the novels, that seems to have gone nowhere, but if he's backed out, go with that story. Yeah. It would be different. It would be a female superhero. You can make it dark. You could do the whole thing, but
yeah, everybody's pushing for female leads.
Well, I'm fine with a female Crow.
Yeah,
because it's not like you're not changing Thor.
Yeah.
To a woman, or a woman gets the power of Thor. You're not doing that,
right?
This is it changes every time superhero thing,
right?
So I would be okay with that. And a person who could play the female Crow, Emma Watson from Harry Potter. I'm trying to segue. It didn't work well.
No.
She has been cast. She will play Belle in the live-action Beauty and the Beast movie.
I like it.
So if you got the kids, there's your Belle. Yeah, that's pretty good casting. I'm all right with that. Ryan Reynolds did an interview about the Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
Did you read this?
Where he talked
about the budget?
Yeah, I watched the interview here.
Yeah. He said the budget isn't what they hoped it would be. They don't have the kind of money that most superhero movies have.
Yeah.
But that's great, actually.
He was wearing a red and black sweater.
Yeah, he said, this is the suit.
This is the suit.
Yeah. Necessity, the mother of invention, and that's why we get to make the movie we want to make.
Yeah.
So right there, I'm like, oh, thank God, please. Even though I'm pretty sure it'll be PG-13 or PG. If it's what they want to make, they have the humor, they understand the character. Yeah. I'm okay with it so far. Daniel Brühl. This kind of leaked out. This leaked through a movie casting website that lists who's been cast and stuff. But it's supposed to be like industry insider stuff.
Yeah.
Apparently he's going to play Baron Zemo in Civil War for Cap.
Hmm.
Which I think they were trying to keep that under wraps for at least a little longer. Oh, yeah. But so we know Zemo will be in it at least. I don't know if this is going to be original Baron Zemo from the comic that looked like he wore a purple sock on his head. Or his descendant that later, you know, started Thunderbolts in the comics. So we don't know yet. Disney looks to be eyeing Chris Pratt, Star-Lord himself, to take over for Indiana Jones in a possible reboot.
Yeah.
If you look at the beginning of Guardians, it is Indiana Jones.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's doing the whole looking at the thing, weighing the... Yeah, I can see why they would want him. Go ahead. Go for it. Get that money while you can.
I'm all right.
Yeah. It's Disney money. Well,
yeah,
it's Disney money.
Keep LaBeouf out of it,
please. He's a weird dude.
Yeah,
and a thief. But that's bad movie alert. Bad movie alert. I got a bad bunch of stories here about bad movies.
Awesome.
The final. Jesus, English is hard. No wonder half you world people can't speak it. Fantastic Four trailer hit. What were your thoughts? I have it queued up if you want to watch it.
I didn't see anybody going into space.
No. Like they don't go to
book.
They don't go to space.
Is this some kind of science experiment thing?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of this Fantastic Four. The only thing I like out of Fantastic Four is the Human Torch. And they fucking ruined that already.
The suit is garbage.
Yeah.
They're not quote-unquote superhero costumes. They're like containment suits.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
Yeah, and there was a split second of it showed the thing busting out of a...
Looked like a rock. Cocoon or some shit. Yeah. Here's the synopsis that they released. The Fantastic Four, a contemporary reimagining of Marvel's original and longest-running superhero team, might I inject, not for much longer, centers on four young outsiders who teleport to an alternate and dangerous universe. They go to the negative zone. It's not space.
Right.
So, which alters their physical form in shocking ways. Their lives are irrevocably upended. The team must learn to harness their daunting new abilities and work together to save Earth from a former friend turned enemy.
The hacker Dr. Doom.
Yeah. Okay. In the trailer, there's six pods. So you got your four. Doom. Who's last? Yeah. Nobody knows.
Knowing this one, it'll probably be Silver Surfer.
Yeah. Well, Terry Crews came out and said he wants to play Silver Surfer. If they ever do it again, I'm like, fucking sign him up.
Yeah, do it.
That'd be great. President Elizondo Camacho. Haha, Clinton Dix. I went through this stupid trailer about 20 times. Because I wanted to pick up every little thing. And there is something. When Sue Storm is at the computer... And you look at the computer screen. You got to pause it right as she's doing it. There's a dot in Europe.
Okay.
It's got to be Latveria.
Yeah.
But there's coordinates at the bottom. It's the following numbers. 23.21.190.125. Put that into your browser. Okay? And you'll be taken to a map of Latveria. And I'm like... Ooh, okay, we know we're getting Doom, but that's kind of a nice Easter egg for me that went through it with a fine-tooth comb just to get all the shit. But, yeah, So, I don't know, but man, damn it, Fox. That's all about all I can say, right? It visually, not looking at a story. I mean, if you knew nothing about the Fantastic Four and you were just going for looks, it looks okay.
Right. It'll be good for people that don't know a damn thing about comic books.
Yeah. But I mean, like they said, Fantastic Four's been around forever. Everybody knows the thing.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Human Torch. Yeah. I mean, they're icon characters. But all right, so that bad movie news is over. Until probably next week when more crap comes out about it. Your Ghostbusters have been cast.
No, they haven't.
Kristen Wiig.
Not my Ghostbusters.
No, we'll get to that here because that's our casting this week. Kristen Wiig, Melissa McCarthy, which we knew those two.
Yeah.
Kate McKinnon and Leslie Jones from Saturday Night Live are going to be your Ghostbusters. Here are the character names and descriptions. Oh, okay. Aaron Gabler is an academic on the tenure track at Columbia, where former colleague and co-author is Abby Bergman, who's more on the pop parapsychology side of things and pursues ghosts for a living. Ghost hunter. Jillian is Abby's ghost hunting partner. Patty is an MTA employee who comes across the main ghost. Patty's going to be the black one. let's just admit. Yeah, okay. Other key characters. The primary antagonist as a creepy mechanical genius. They want Peter Dinklage. Because you got to have a midget.
Yeah, I guess.
Martin Heist. This is a character name. A professional debunker of a supernatural who goes after the Ghostbusters after seeing their videos online. He's sort of the counterpart to William Atherton's from the original.
Right, the guy who sets down the grid.
Right. They want Bill Murray to play this.
He won't do it.
Please don't, Bill. I know you listen.
Yeah.
Please don't do this. This is just going to be 10 pounds of hot garbage. This is going to be so bad. I mean, it'll make money. Yeah. And you'll get a sequel, I'm sure. Unless it's just complete dog shit, which Paul Feig doesn't do. I mean, Bridesmaids made how much money?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's going to happen. More terrible movie news. Independence Day 2. We know Will Smith's not coming back.
Right.
So they want Liam Hemsworth from Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Thor's brother.
Yeah.
To take over as the lead.
I like the Hemsworth brothers.
I do too, but now the movie is titled ID Forever. Although Will Smith won't return, it is expected that Jeff Goldblum and Bill Pullman will be back. Okay. I don't have high hopes for this. And I don't think Liam Hemsworth can star a big movie. He's not his brother. But, yeah. We'll see. That one I'm cautiously... We'll see. exactly. What the hell did he do? Oh, he's chasing his tail. I have two, possibly three more bad movie news. We told you a while back about Adam Sandler and his Netflix deal.
Yeah.
For six movies. They have announced the first, Ridiculous Six, a spoof Western parodying The Magnificent Seven. Because if you're going to fuck with something, let's go for one of the greatest Westerns of all time.
Why not?
But yeah. It will feature 80s rapper Vanilla Ice as Mark Twain.
Oh my God.
Adam Sandler will play a man who was raised in a Native American tribe, while Taylor Lautner, Rob Schneider, and Luke Wilson will play his half-brothers. The supporting cast is rumored to be Nick Nolte, Danny Trejo, Steve Buscemi, and Dan Aykroyd. Get your Razzie Awards ready. Oh my God.
No shit.
Oh my... This is...
Hey, good actors from the past, do you want to star in a shitty movie on Netflix?
Yep. You might as well just call this Fantastic Ghostbusters 4. I mean, that's what this is. Forever. That's what the... Oh, that's going to be so bad.
Yeah.
Vanilla Ice as Mark Twain. Twain, baby. Episode title. Yeah, we'll just move on, because I don't think really anything else can be said. Out of all those, I like Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. Dan Aykroyd.
Well, before he went crazy and made his own vodka.
Yeah.
But, yeah. He'll do that movie. He won't do Ghostbusters. That right there should tell you about Dan Aykroyd and his choice of movie roles. Oh, you might be getting a GoBots movie. Remember GoBots, kids? No, you probably don't because you're young. They were knockoff Transformers.
Yeah.
Hasbro has recently filed documents with the Patent and Trademark Office for a new GoBots trademark under Distribution of Motion Pictures Ongoing Television Programs. A GoBots movie. Fucking just sign Michael Bay up.
Put Mark Wahlberg in it. Shia LaBeouf.
He's a little Transformers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, oh, God. It's terrible. Why? We know why. Nobody can come up with a damn idea. I mean, they made a freaking movie based on Battleship, for Christ's sake. And we're getting a Monopoly one, too.
Yeah.
This one, I'm not sure about. This was one of my favorite movies. But I don't trust this guy anymore. M. Night Shyamalan, ding ding, wants to make Unbreakable 2. I love the first Unbreakable. Sam Jackson, Bruce Willis, Mr. Glass.
Yeah.
Love the movie. I knew halfway through what the twist at the end was, but, you know, so did an autistic chimp. But I don't... anything he's done lately has been garbage. And it's just, man, I really want to see a sequel, but I don't want you to do it. I want Joss Whedon to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Shyamalama Ding Dong, his movies just...
Yeah, I...
Not a great track record.
No, really not. Let's go to some good movie news. Let's get out of this.
All right.
Super Troopers 2.
Yeah.
We'll start filming early next year, and will take place right after the events of the first movie, so it is a direct sequel.
Good.
Yep.
The Chewing It podcast,
mm-hmm.
They were talking about scenes from it, and they said that Farva and the other guy are going to kiss in this movie.
And they said that everybody is growing the mustaches back.
Yeah.
And anybody that comes on to the as a new in the movie will have a mustache.
So yeah.
Of course, you know. X-Men Apocalypse news. Rose Byrne will be returning as Moira MacTaggert. Possibly love interest to Professor X. Now, if you go back to the great X-Men animated series, she was a love interest of... There was a love triangle with her, Professor X, and Lalandra from the Shi'ar.
Oh, yeah.
So, she could be a love interest. Last thing, and I don't have it wrote down here. I'm trying to remember it. So, Joss Whedon has said that he will probably not direct Infinity War. Because he doesn't think he can do another 4 years of being in this universe. He wants to go do something on his own.
Right.
Because he's kind of burned out. Let him go.
He has done a lot of shit.
Let him go, and hopefully he will come back. And there's rumor that he wants to do the Shazam movie for DC. Because he's a big Shazam fan. So, let Joss Whedon go. Yes, he's done fantastic work. Don't burn him out. So
Jeff Loeb.
Yeah. I can see that. Comic book news. Okay, I've been thinking about the Secret War thing.
Yeah.
Because a couple things have come out. They've announced Secret Wars Battle World, a 4-issue anthology featuring various characters from various timelines fighting. Let's see. You could get possible stories such as 1602 Punisher.
Yeah.
Versus 2099 Iron Man. Or a multi-universe Howard the Duck Battle Royal. Each of the 4 issues will reportedly have 2 stories in each. Josh Williamson and Mike Henderson have a story featuring Doctor Strange possessing the Punisher and fighting against Spider-Man, Wolverine, the Hulk, and Ghost Rider. I'm interested in that.
Yeah.
Second part of that first issue will be by Ed Brisson and Scott Hepburn. Will feature a cross-continuity caper with a bunch of MODOKs. Which, if you know comics, you know MODOK is just basically the giant floating head.
Right.
Little arms and legs. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to get...
And he's funny.
And he's hilarious. So you're going to get every MODOK ever. And yeah. So that should be fun. Okay, I got to thinking about... I don't think Secret Wars is going to be an all-the-way reboot.
No, I read something about it, and it's just...
It's basically they're picking and choosing characters.
Yeah, they're not ending anything to an extent. They're just combining everything.
Right.
They're like the Ultimate Universe.
I think you might get three or four characters from it that make it.
Right, Miles Morales.
You're going to get Miles.
Yeah.
You might get Kitty Pryde.
Yeah, yeah. Iron Man, probably.
And maybe Sue Storm. That would be it. Yeah. But I got... So they're going to have their memories of the past. So it's not going to be like, when DC did New 52, they wiped everything, never happened.
Yeah.
This is going to be, yeah, everything did happen, this is just what's left.
Yeah, and I think they're going to keep the new ones they're coming out with.
Yeah, they've announced two more Inhumans books.
Yeah.
You're going to get, so they already have Inhumans. They've already announced Uncanny Inhumans.
There's a bunch of spider books.
Yeah, and you're going to get Inhumans Adeline Rising, which is going to be Medusa versus Black Bolt, which, yeah, I'm all about that. That's husband and wife fighting. That's Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah.
I saw that movie. It ends with somebody leaving their wife. But I was trying to go through, I'm like, okay, what characters are going to stay? Because they've killed off so many already in Spider-Man, Spider-Verse thing.
Yeah.
I think you're going to get five or six Spider-Men.
Yeah.
They're going to put... Like we talked about, I don't know if it made the... was on the show last week, but how Batman has his team.
Yep.
Spider-Man's going to have his kind of like Spider-Family, like Bat-Family.
Right.
Type of thing. You're going to get Silk. You're going to get Spider-Gwen. You're going to have Miles.
Yeah. There's...
Peter. I don't think Doc will... Superior will make it.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to last much longer.
We know Venom makes it, because he's with the Guardians now, and Guardians sure as hell ain't getting canceled.
Right. There's been talk on the Spider-Man subreddit of a continuation of the Spider-Verse team-up.
Oh. Now, see, that would be a good book, because you could have, you know, two or three that, like, Silk has their own Spider-Gwen, and then you have your normal Spider-book.
Yeah.
But then that leaves three or four... five that could be in the team-up book.
The other two Scarlet Spiders.
That they haven't killed yet, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm still pissed about that.
I haven't read Spider-Man 2099. It's the...
They'll keep him.
Yeah, it's the...
Miguel.
Second to last of the Spider-Verse. The last Spider-Verse should be coming out this week. It's Spider...
Should be, yeah.
I can't remember what it's called. Ultimate Spider-Man or... No, The Amazing Spider-Man 14, I think.
Okay. But yeah, so it's not going to be a true reboot. It's just going to be they're picking and choosing what characters... They're cherry-picking.
Yeah.
It's basically what they're doing. And,
yeah.
Well, a new universe, we're just going to set up... Here's the characters we like, so...
Yeah.
If you have a weird character, chances are that you like... The chances are they probably ain't going to make it, so...
Yeah, start collecting your shit now.
Yeah. Samurai Jack, the comic book... Which is fantastic.
I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah. We'll be ending with issue 20 in May. And the writer took to Twitter and announced it that they've canceled the book. And that would be, if they ever do a trade of that, that would be great to pick up. Little kids can read it all the way up to, it's great for adults, obviously. So, last thing I have for comic book news is Batman 38 or 39. I'm not sure which... We were talking about this. It's the final one for Endgame.
39.
The origin of the Joker. This is the new 52 origin. So it's not Batman dumped him in a pile of chemicals thing.
Yeah.
They're teasing that he may be immortal. Why? I have faith in Snyder and Capullo.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's even...
I haven't gotten to that one yet. I've read... The first two.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good.
So I have faith in them because this is his, you know, probably some of the best Batman stories of the last 20 years have been written and drawn by this team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the last... I've been buying the shit out of Batman books.
Yeah.
And they're just all of them are awesome.
So, we will see. But an immortal Joker?
I don't know.
We'll see. I'll have to pick that one up. I will definitely pick that one up. And
if you don't know, the story picks up after Court of Owls and after...
Right.
It's Joker talks about the end of death of the family, not death in the family.
Right.
Where he gets dropped off the cliff in the Batcave. And...
So this is the final of the Snyder stories that everything's in timeline, right?
Right.
So, okay. That's all I had for comic book news. You got anything you've seen coming out lately that looking forward to? I really need to hit it. We need to hit up a shop.
No, I'm waiting for Howard the Duck to come out.
I saw one of the variants for it, and it looks great. There's like four variants,
yeah.
And it's an egg in each stage attaching.
Yeah.
I love stupid shit. I'm easily amused.
I'm probably going to be following Silk. I really like the character.
Yeah.
It's a great character. She has organic webs.
Which is... They did that with Spider-Man for a while, and there was a big uproar, and blah, 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 fucking nerd rage.
The costume on her is just, I mean...
Yes, it is awesome. Very well designed, and yeah.
Yeah, and I like the costume on Spider-Gwen. I don't like the story all that much.
Yeah. I think that is more for young teenage girls.
Yeah.
To get them into...
Yeah, it's kind of going the way of Batgirl's going.
Yeah.
Where they're throwing in new technology, and she wears headphones all the time, and she's talking on her phone and texting and whatnot.
Well, that's... Yeah. So... the only thing I have for video game news, since Vince isn't here, he's out plowing in the rain.
A little snow.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I'd love to have a tape recorder in his truck because he's...
Oh, the racial slurs.
No, it would be all pointed at the state.
Yeah, just so you know, Vince is a government-hating person that works for the government.
Yeah. Yeah.
A conforming non-conformist.
Yes, that is Vince. The only thing I have is Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment has announced their 2015 Lego games. You're getting Lego Jurassic World and Lego Marvel's Avengers. Which, if you played Lego Marvel Super Heroes or Lord of the Rings or DC, or these are great games. I like the Lego games, so.
Yeah.
That's all I had for video game news. His ass better be back here next week with more. We'll go to wrestling real quick. During a Impact taping from the UK, Drew Galloway, formerly Drew McIntyre of WWE, made his TNA debut and busted the hell out of Low-Ki. He put a picture on, I think, his Instagram or something, and the complete back behind his ear, there was like a 2-inch gash behind his ear, and it's curved, and it's like quarter inch, half inch deep. It is just a nasty thing. And he put on there that, you know, it's on now, I will get you back. I'm like, damn. I believe at the same tapings, Mickey James made her return to TNA. So she's back after her maternity leave, since she just had Magnus's baby. WWE has announced Cena versus Rusev for the Fastlane pay-per-view and a showdown between Triple H and Sting. Obviously, they won't fight. They're saving that for WrestleMania. So I don't know what's going to happen. WWE is... I don't even know how to explain it right now. But for the network coming this month, since it is Black History Month, another reason Vince ain't here, you're going to get some Mid-South wrestling coming to the network. They're doing, Black History Month theme on the network. First show will feature Junkyard Dog facing off with King Kong Bundy from 83. They'll also be showing a match featuring Harlem Heat, who was known at the time as the Ebony Experience, and a Bunkhouse Battle Royal from 92 of Global Wrestling Federation. This was out of Texas, so. The Ebony Experience. Sucka. Yeah, poor Booker. Sports news. There's a football game tonight. Okay.
Professional sportsing tournament.
Yeah, the tournament is almost over. Somebody wins a deflated trophy.
Nice.
Thank you. The last thing I have for sports is sad news. Anne Mara, she's kind of the matriarch of the New York Giants, passed away after complications from a head injury. She sustained during, they had an ice storm, and she slipped and fell and hit her head, and complications, she passed away. She is the daughter of the Giants founder, who founded the team in, like, 1925. And she is the grandmother to actresses Kate and Rooney Mara. Your Sue Storm and your Rooney Mara that I have a terrible crush on. So, their grandma passed, so that sucks. Music news, I have one thing. Death Row Records founder Suge Knight, charged with murder.
Again?
He ran over a man. Killed him.
Oh.
During an argument on a movie set where The Game, Ice Cube, and Dr. Dre were filming. Suge's team is saying this was a setup and he was in fear for his life and he sped away.
Whatever.
Now they're saying that he aimed for the guy that he hit. Suge's going away forever. I'm pretty sure California's three strikes and he's on about 32. So.
Yeah, he's been murdering people for 20, 30 years.
And he got shot like 8 times last year. I mean, yeah. Talk about a dark cloud following him, and that ain't a racial thing.
He's obviously a dangerous person.
Yes.
If you look at him, he's just...
you know bad things follow this man. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going away. So, that's all I got for music news. You? All
right, I got a few things that I just looked up 5 seconds ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've been busy.
Yep.
Doing stuff. There is a petition for Odorous Ungerus, or whatever the fuck his name is.
From Gwar.
The guy from Gwar. To be a character in Mortal Kombat X.
Oh, that would be awesome, but the game's already done.
Yeah, and it has over 1,000 signatures. And you can go to metalinjection.net and sign the petition. You just search
for it. Oh, they could do downloadable content and put him in later.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Geezer Butler has been arrested after a bar brawl.
Of course, Geezer, the bassist for Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath, yeah. Yeah. January 27th, that's yesterday?
Four days ago. He's got to be pushing... He's Ozzy's age, at least.
65 years old.
The hell's he doing fighting in a bar? Damn it, Matlock's on. Go to bed.
Yeah.
Put some butterscotch candies in the bowl on the table for when the kids come over and take a nap.
Or it was just what do you call it? Verbal altercation that turned into physical.
Oh, yeah.
Probably some...
Shit talking.
Drinking going on.
Yeah, I think it was at a bar.
Yeah. Obviously. Sorry. Slipknot.
Yay.
Is on tour with... oh, crap.
Hatebreed?
Hatebreed right now.
Yay, I got one right.
Good job.
Yay.
Right after they end their tour with Hatebreed, they're going on tour with Lamb of God.
Oh, God.
Bullet for My Valentine. And... somebody else. I can't remember.
Somebody's getting arrested.
And they're coming to Indiana.
Oh,
yay!
Fort Wayne?
No.
Are they coming to Indy?
Klipsch.
Oh, they're going to Deer Creek.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Timmy's going.
A lot of people's going to get arrested.
I'm going to die.
I'm going to die.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
I've
seen Slipknot and I've seen Lamb of God and I've always wanted to see a Bullet for My Valentine. But it's all together. Be awesome.
Wow!
Yeah,
that's gonna be a whole
There's
show.
There's gonna be sod throwing in there.
Yeah.
Yep. August 14th.
Oh, right at the 500 degrees outside.
Yeah, I'm gonna die. I will not be drinking beers.
No.
No. My wife told me I'm not allowed.
I think we will go with her on this one.
Yeah. Oh, Slash's reported new girlfriend says wacko set off alarm in couple's house after home was shown on TV.
Don't show your house on TV. Yeah, don't do cribs. Or if that's I don't even know if that's a thing anymore.
They moved into a five-bedroom house in San Fernando area in Los Angeles. Writing on her Instagram, Megan Hodges is his girlfriend. She says, "Wow, what a welcome to the neighborhood."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happens.
And it was TMZ that showed their house.
Of course it was. Of course it was. Oh, I did see, this is kind of related to music news, Whitney and Bobby's kid.
Yeah.
The girl, they found her unresponsive in a bathtub, just like mama. And last I saw, they put her in a medically induced coma. So.
Wow.
We're going to go out. Can you imagine getting to hell and be like, I learned it from watching you. Yeah.
That was a terrible commercial.
Yep.
Yeah, that's about all I have.
Yeah, it's been a weird news week anyway.
Yeah.
Alright, song of the week this week, requested by listener John, Mr. Roboto himself. Here is Dragon Force with Trail of Broken Hearts, which sounds like the end credits of an anime movie. It's not bad. So, here you go.
Sky.
And we're back, since I pushed the wrong button. Yay. It took a while. yeah,
we don't know that.
They don't. They gave Abe.
It was instantaneous.
That's right. That's exactly right. I'll edit together because I'm bored. We're too busy looking at Halloween costumes and action figures and stuff. Internet questions this week. We have a few. Who do you like in the Super Bowl? Patriots or Sea Chickens?
I don't give a shit. They're commercials. Probably Seahawks. Nobody likes fucking Tom Brady.
Yeah, this is basically John Cena versus Daniel Bryan. I'm picking Daniel Bryan, even though I want to see a Katy Perry wardrobe malfunction during halftime.
Yes, I will be watching.
Yep. Hardest console video game you have ever played?
Super Mario 3.
Tanuki suit. The hardest console game I ever played was Battletoads. And I know nobody that ever beat that game.
Really?
Yeah. It was made by an angry Asian man, so nobody could beat the game.
Yeah, none. Like, all the games now, the campaigns are always really easy.
Everything's multiplayer. Yeah.
Online, but...
What's the best console game you've ever played, and what's your favorite system? I have favorites for each system. Like, if you go Super NES... I gotta go Street Fighter 2. GameCube, I would go with No Mercy, the wrestling game. Let's see. PlayStation 1, my favorite game was either one of the Tekkens or Battle Arena Toshinden, which was a fighting game that I can't find anywhere now.
Yeah.
PlayStation 2, 3, Madden, or Tiger, you know, stuff like that. Like you said, once you get in the higher generations, it all goes to multiplayer anyway, so...
Yeah. I like the GTA games.
Yeah.
But as far as older games, I will always like Sonic.
Yeah. I forgot about Sonic.
Let's see.
Altered Beast. I like Altered Beast.
Altered Beast.
That's another one I had trouble beating.
Big fan of most of the Mario games. And when it went to 3D or whatever it was.
Yeah.
What was that game? The first, like...
Was it World?
World? Yeah, Super Mario World.
I like the Zelda games.
Yeah.
Super Mario Sunshine was kind of fun. And we saw the guy cosplaying it last year.
That was really cool.
He had a really good cosplay of that. Transformers, G.I. Joe, or Thundercats? What's your pick? If you had to pick one...
I don't know. I'd probably go with Transformers from the cartoon.
Yeah, G1, the originals.
Yeah.
I would say that followed close by G.I. Joe. Thundercats, out of those three, yeah. Thundercats would be my third. But
yeah, G.I. Joe, that cartoon was pretty good. The 80s cartoon.
Yeah, so knowing is half the battle.
Yeah.
De Niro or Pacino?
I'm not a big mob.
I have favorite role for each.
Yeah.
And my favorite De Niro role is not a mob one. It's him as Dempsey in Raging Bull.
Oh, yeah.
But my favorite Pacino is obviously Godfather 2.
Yeah.
But if you're saying best over time, both of them ain't real good now.
Sin of a Woman.
Wah! Look at the titties.
That was all right.
Just go watch Heat.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, I like Heat. Favorite mob movie of all time, speaking of it. You said you're not a big mob movie fan.
No.
Godfather 2, Godfather 1, Godfather 3 never happened. So. It's in that Rocky 5 category.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd say Godfather 2 because that's one of my favorite movies. Does any of the people on the show share their name with anyone notorious or famous from history?
Share their name, or is it in their family?
It says share their name, is the question.
No.
No?
I googled my name, and there's a guy in Kentucky that has a car dealership named Tim Short. That's about all.
He's a front for the hillbilly mob. So, yeah. Now, if you Google my name, you usually get black athletes. So.
Makes sense.
Yeah. One's an NFL prospect. So. I'll see no money from that. What movies that were shredded by reviewers do you like anyway? Rubber.
Rubber.
We have to start that. I know that I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell, the reviews were crap for it, but I love that movie. I don't know, because I don't really follow movie reviews.
I don't either. I don't.
But
I don't know.
I'd say probably Rubber. Probably. Yeah. People, the critics hated that movie. It makes no sense. It's not fucking supposed to. It's a killer tire. Goddamn. Which controversial NFL team moving stung more? The Colts moving from Baltimore to Indy, or the Browns moving to Baltimore? I was too young when the Colts moved here from Baltimore. But the Browns leaving to go to Baltimore, there was riots in Cleveland.
When did that happen?
90s? Late 90s, I want to say.
Are they still? They're not still. They're still in Baltimore.
Yeah. The original Browns team is in Baltimore, but Cleveland got a new team and they just renamed them Browns. So,
all right.
So, let's say that one. Did you grow up on the street, meaning Sesame Street, or in the hood, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
Ooh, shit. I watched them both.
Yep. Best thing was Mr. Rogers when they took factory tours.
Yeah, the crayons.
That's the first one I thought of, too. And you know, because there's now that show How It's Made.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this shit was on Mr. Rogers back 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
But Sesame Street, you had Count Von Count, so. I'd probably say more Mr. Rogers, but every now and then you'd get a Count thing.
Yeah, Sesame Street's still around, but it's
definitely changed, yeah. And Mr. Rogers is still kind of around. They changed that to the fucking Little Tiger Kid.
Oh, yeah, show. Daniel Tiger.
Yeah, there you go. I don't have the children, so I don't. When I'm flipping channels, I'm like, the fuck, that's Trolley, but that's a talking Little Tiger Kid. I'm confused. Since it was one of our listeners, Shane, it was his 21st birthday on Friday.
Oh, nice.
What did you do on your 21st birthday?
Oh. Me and another listener, John, went to Broad Ripple.
Oh, I've heard this story.
Yeah. I don't
Is this the one where you ended up in Muncie? Or was that a different...
That was another guy's bachelor party.
Ah.
It might be the time where we fell asleep on the stairs of the church. I don't remember. John, you'll have to message me and remind me, because I can't remember. I know we were all drunk.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think it was John that said he was going to be the DD or something. I don't remember. He wore big nerd glasses, and he said he was... I think he was trying to embarrass me, but if you know me, you can't.
No, not really.
And he knows that. No. Oh, no, it was Broad Ripple, when Eden was still open.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that's when I got chased by a giant...
transvestite.
Queer. A giant gay man chased me out of Eden because I was throwing ball pit balls at him. And that's the time where it was when Timmy was real popular when he first came out on South Park.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been called Timmy for years.
Yeah.
And they were like, every time somebody says your name, you have to say Timmy like the guy from South Park. So we were walking into Eden and... it's upstairs, and we were walking up the stairs, and like I was supposed to stop at the bouncer and show him my ID and everything, but I just kept walking, and everybody was going, Timmy! I was going, Tara! Just walking up the fucking stairs, and John had to run up the stairs and grab me and bring me back down. Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah, it was nuts.
And then you got chased by a giant gay guy.
Yeah.
Like you do. My 21st, Hoosier Girls and Anderson. That's just how it... where it started and ended. So, if anybody's local, you know that Hoosier Girls is a dancing establishment. So,
yeah.
Getting to our top 10 list. That was it for listener questions. We didn't have many this week. Hopefully, we'll have more next week when our listeners...
A and B listener
send in. Bring up... Ooh, that's the wrong button. bring up our top 10 list this week. We're doing best and worst sportscasters. And you, Mr. I don't like sports ball. These were picked by Timmy, so of course he doesn't show up. So
yeah.
You're an ass, Timmy. I know you're listening.
This I just Googled you. Sportscasters. Yeah. And I here. Got top... I looked at the top ones, and then I looked at the most annoying ones.
Yeah. Go ahead and start. We'll start with worst.
Worst.
Yep.
Okay.
What's your number 10?
Chris Berman. He's a big, fat, sweaty guy.
Yeah. The bumbling, stumbling. Yeah. He didn't make any of my list. Just, I'm tired of him. And he's been there for 40 years at ESPN. He's been there since I started.
Yeah.
My number 10, Pam Ward.
She's on mine, too.
And the reason she's on my list is because it was during a Marshall game, football game. Kid is just hurt on the field bad. And she's just glossing over it like it's, you know, nothing, wants to move on to the next thing. And I'm like, you heartless bitch.
The thing I read about her was that she tries to put her personality into her sports casting.
And it didn't work, yeah. She's no longer
and sports. Apparently she doesn't have personality.
Yeah. Yeah, heartless. Number 9.
Tim McCarver.
Oh, he's on my list at number 2. I can't stand him.
I don't know because
everything with him is shit that happened in the 50s and 40s and 60s. Because he's old. Yeah. My number 9 is from ESPN, Skip Bayless. I can't stand him. I just... he is... The way he tries to get things over and... I just, yeah, I can't stand him. Number 8.
Number 8, Charles Barkley.
No, oh, that's horrible.
I hate his voice.
Yeah. Even though it has given Frank Caliendo a ton of material.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's not the worst basketball guy. I don't think any basketball guy made my list. But.
When Shaq shows up, he was on my list. He was on my list first, and I replaced him with Charles Barkley, because I don't think Shaq does much sports casting.
He shows up on the NBA show every now and then.
But I can't. When him and Charles Barkley are talking, you can't understand a fucking word.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we on, 8? I lost my spot.
Yeah.
Okay. Colin Cowherd. You hate wrestling fans, and I hate you. So, the only thing that you were halfway decent on is you were on a show with Michelle Beadle, and she is smoking hot, so. Number 7.
Dick Vitale.
Oh, yeah. He almost made my list, but...
He's annoying.
He's crazy.
Little tiny loud dude.
I legitimately think he has a mental problem.
He coined Boom Baby,
yep.
Didn't he?
Yeah. No, that was Slick Leonard here for the Pacers.
He says baby a lot.
Yeah. It's awesome, baby! Yeah, that's Dick Vitale. Yeah. He's on Bob and Tom a lot, especially during Final Four time. But.
Yeah.
My number 7, Bob Costas. You self-righteous ass. Trying to explain why guns need to be banned while you're trying to do halftime at a sports during an NFL game. Fuck you. Call the game. You ain't taking my guns. Number 6.
Pam Ward.
Pam Ward, we have already discussed. My number 6, Stephen A. Smith. Everything's racist. Everything's racist with him. That... He's Black Vince. Number 5.
Colin Cowherd.
Colin Cowherd. Hey, we're going to have a little overlap. My number 5, Keith Olbermann. Just commie liberal. Another one trying to... If you're there to call a sports ball game, call a sports ball game. Don't preach politics to me. Because that's not why you're on TV right now. So, number 4.
Magic Johnson.
Yeah, he wasn't real good at it. He was about as good as that as he was a talk show host.
Yeah.
So, yeah. My number 4, I have JBL, Michael Cole, and Jerry Lawler from Monday Night Raw.
I didn't even think about them.
I snuck those in because it's terrible. And I know they've moved Lawler to SmackDown. They put Booker T on Raw. And it's just as bad. Except Booker actually knows the names of people in the ring. But, God, it's just so bad. The job of the announcers is to get over the guys in the ring. tell the story that's going on in the ring.
Yeah.
They'll jaw and
yeah,
make each other laugh. And
what I remember, Burger King was always talking about nonsense shit.
Yeah. He should have... Lawler should have stopped when JR got fired. Yeah. One of the multiple times.
JR.
That team...
JR's the big hillbilly guy.
Yeah.
He was pretty annoying, too.
Yeah, he could be at times. Stone go! Stone go! Yeah. But when JR stopped, King should have stopped. They should have just wiped the slate, new announcers. But, nope. Number three.
Number three, Mike Patrick.
Mike Patrick.
I don't remember.
I will have to... I know the name, and I know I will know.
I know
him.
There's a Mark Patrick, but...
Mark Patrick's hilarious.
Yeah, he's on my other list.
Mike Patrick. Yeah. He does college football, I believe.
Yeah.
No, college basketball. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
He's done both, so... Yeah, he's another one of those that's just there.
Yeah.
My number three... And I apologize to our Northeast listeners, but Phil Simms is garbage. I cannot... I mute. When him and Jim Nance are calling NFL games on CBS, I have to watch it on mute. I cannot listen. Honest to God, I'm surprised his mouth is not attached to Tom Brady's junk. This is the greatest football player that ever lived. And just a blank stare. That's Phil Simms to me. Just I can't stand him. Number two.
Troy Aikman. I didn't like him. I mean, I used to be a big football fan, and the Cowboys was my team.
Yeah.
And I didn't like Troy Aikman then.
Troy's announcing style is, I had 8 severe concussions.
Yeah. When he was in the NFL, he's a big baby.
He took some shots, though.
Yeah. He was, I mean...
Yeah.
He was a big baby, and now he's just dumb.
Yes.
And
but I think
see
his,
it in
are,
his face...
I think his are from the concussions. I think he has a legit... Because I remember the last concussion he got, which was crown of the helmet right to the point of his jaw, up under his chin strap. And he dropped like he got shot his head off. His whole body just went and just down. I was like, his career is over. Yeah.
I mean, the only thing that saved that Cowboys team was Emmitt Smith.
Yeah. Yeah, because Michael Irvin was all coked up.
So. Yeah.
I'm the playmaker, Mr. Officer. Yeah. My number two was Tim McCarver. Just old crotchety bastard. Number one.
Fucking Madden. That's what it says
right there.
Look at it.
As your worst?
Fucking Madden.
Ugh.
I hate that son of a bitch. He's annoying.
That's a tough acting for Duncan.
he's always like, oh, there's players running down the field. We fucking know that.
Oh, God damn it, I miss Madden. He's on my best list, actually.
A lot of people like him. Whenever I watched sports, he was just so annoying.
I loved him with the Telestrator, because sometimes he would draw a dick.
Yeah.
Like and another
just,
one.
He's just circling stuff. This is a football. This is a player. And he is supposed to catch this ball. We know that. Shut up.
Thanks, John.
And I hate him because I hate Frank Caliendo.
He has given Frank a... Him and Charles Barkley have made Frank Caliendo's career.
That's the only reason he has a career.
Yeah. My number one worst of all time, Joe Buck. Joe, for NFL games, is stuck with Troy. And he is Bob Costas without the politics. And I can't stand the way he calls him. Now, baseball games, I can almost do it. But they stick in with Tim McCarver, and I'm like, click, mute, I can't do it. So, which leads us to our best sportscasters. Now, since I watch, obviously, more sports than you.
Put Nick Vitale on both of them.
I can see why. At times, he's good.
I don't know.
All right, who's your number 10 best?
Howard Cosell.
Oh, he's kind of the godfather of the whole thing. Especially if you go back to, like, the Ali fights and that whole era. And he started Monday Night Football, and
yeah,
that very distinct voice. And my number 10, this is a twofer because they're always a pair. And they called Cincinnati Reds games. When I couldn't get the Cubs games in, I would get a Reds games in, or if they were on days off. And it was Joe Nuxhall and Marty Brenneman who called Reds games for I think it was 700 WLW, but Joe Nuxhall, Hall of Famer, I believe he still holds the record for youngest professional baseball player ever. Played for the Reds at 16. But yeah, Joe and Marty, number 9,
Bob Costas.
I can't stand him, but he does.
He's got a good voice.
That's true. The one thing I will say is he does do multiple sports.
Yeah,
and that is hard. That you can't be knowledgeable in everything, but he tries. My number 9, Gus Johnson. The really way too excitable black guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He puts you in, like, the average fan when you're watching a game, and you're excited. He gets excited.
Yeah, he's the guy that, like, jumps around and
shit. Yeah, yeah. I can't believe that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 8.
Al Michaels.
Al Michaels been around forever. I believe he was... Did Al Michaels do World's Strongest Man? No, that's another guy on my list, but... Yeah, I'm Al Michaels forever. Monday Night Football. It did Olympics. Do You Believe in Miracles?
Yeah.
The when we beat the Russian hockey team, that was Al Michaels. So
yeah,
that's a good one. My number 8 for golf coverage only, not for his NFL. Jim Nance, calm voice for golf, perfect.
Right.
That's you don't want to be excited for. Oh, Tiger fucked it up. You know. You know. But. Yeah. Jim Nance, my number 8. Number 7.
Marv Albert.
Yes! Bite me!
Yeah, that's... I couldn't remember if it was him, but yeah.
You're a tranny! Bite me!
He bit her, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah, that was it.
Yeah, he bit her on the back or something. Like, what the... Why the back? I mean, I can understand the logistics of it.
But, yeah.
But there's other places to bite.
You think, but... I think his wig got in the way, and he couldn't see where his... Hey, horrible wigs. Good God, still terrible wigs. We know you're bald, Marv. Just take it off. My number 7, and it took me a while to think of this one, Joe Rogan.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Joe Rogan, bitches. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe Rogan, I smoke crack. But, and a lot of people can't stand him for calling UFC, but... Man, he knows his shit.
Yeah, he does.
And he knows the guys, and he knows,
he's a
and he
good
trains.
Comedian too.
Great comedian, and he
talks
trains.
About smoking weed a lot. But.
Yeah, that's true. But if you can get past that, he trains MMA. He knows his stuff. Look for a it's on YouTube clip. Joe Rogan throwing a sidekick.
Yeah.
Holy Christ! Dangerous. He's a dangerous dude. Number 6.
Dick Vitale.
Yeah, he's on Bryson Worse. I can't argue that. My number 6 from Mr. Belvedere and Major League, the voice of the Detroit Tigers, Mr. Bob Uecker.
Oh,
just
yeah.
A bit outside.
I didn't even think about him.
Still going strong. I believe he has a limited schedule now for the Tigers, but Bob Uecker, God bless you. Number 5.
Chick Hearn.
Yep, voice of the Lakers. Lakers? Yes. Chick Hearn was... Yeah, because he was in Fletch. That's how I know.
He coined a phrase, too. I can't remember what
was. Chick Hearn...
I don't remember.
I can't remember either, but... Yeah, longtime voice of the Lakers. Let's see.
Oh, I think it was Slam Dunk.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think he actually did come up with the...
Yeah, it was. I'm pretty sure it was Slam Dunk.
He came up with Charity Stripe for a free throw line. Boo Birds for fans that boo. He came up with a ton of stuff. Picked his pocket for when they got a steal. Is stuff like that. You're calling games for 40 years. I mean, you're going to come up with some stuff.
Yeah.
My number 5, most people probably know him now from ABC's College Football, but Brent Musburger. Been around for 50 years. He's the one that was doing, he announced World's Strongest Man back in the 80s, and he did NFL and CBS for years and years, and he did college football, still does college football. Actually got in trouble for saying something off color about AJ McCarron's girlfriend during an Alabama game. And he was taken off TV for a little bit, but he said something about how beautiful she was, and she is, obviously. So, but yep, I like Brent Musburger. Number four.
Damn it. I was trying to figure out why I picked this guy. Foster Hewitt.
Foster Hewitt. I will have to do the Google thing here, because the name doesn't ring a bell. Foster Hewitt, original Canadian broadcaster for Hockey Night in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, died in 85, born in 1902. So, if you know, I have a hockey guy coming up, but yeah, Hewitt kind of was the godfather of Canadian sportscasters. So, my number four does college football for CBS, basically all the SEC games. Vern Lundquist. Vern tells a good story during the games, and that's what you want a sportscaster to do. And he's been doing it forever. So, number three.
Dan Patrick.
Patrick's funny at times. I can't stand him all the time. I used to watch his radio show. They used to have it on TV. And I'd watch a little bit, but he's good in doses. I can handle him in doses. I can't do a bunch of them. My number three, and he made your worst list. Boom. Tough acting turducken. John Madden.
Fuck that guy.
Because this right here is a football. If not for anything, he gave us the Madden franchise for video games.
Yeah. So. I did play a couple of those.
Who's your number two?
Phil Rizzuto.
From the Cleveland Indians. Well, wait. No, Yankees for Rizzuto. I was thinking of another one. Yeah, the Scooter. Yeah. He was around forever. Yep. Actually has a book called Oh Holy Cow, The Verses of Phil Rizzuto. And since we have a lot of Northeast listeners, they're probably going, hey, you got a good one there. My number two, hockey is not right if Doc Emmer can't call in the game. Doc is fantastic. Another one I like, if I'm going to watch sports, I want to hear a story. I want to know, and I want you to be super knowledgeable. And he can tell you what pond they grew up in, and you know, in Quebec to learn to play the, you know, the water was a little ripply, so they learned how to do the knuckle puck. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, you know this shit. But I like Doc Emrick. Number one.
Number one. Harry Carey.
Also my number one. I have Harry Carey and Steve Stone. Because Steve had to sometimes rein in Harry when he was imbibing in too many Budweisers. Harry Carey, the master of the don't know how to pronounce Spanish players' names.
Yeah.
Or, of course, taking me out to the ball game.
Right.
And Timmy still owes me a trip to Harry Carey's in Chicago, by the way. I know you're listening, and you owe me a fucking trip. Granted, I probably can't eat, but let's still go. Harry Carey's mine. If you know you're a great sportscaster when you're parodied on Saturday Night Live.
Oh yeah.
If the moon was made of ribs, would you eat it? Of course, you asked that to Jeff Goldblum. So.
Yeah. Don't know.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Let's get to our fan casting. And we talked about this earlier. It's Ghostbusters. We're doing our own Ghostbusters because, God damn it, we can come up with something better.
Yeah, mine's better.
Even if they're all 10 Oprah, this would be better.
Everybody's Oprah.
Everybody's Oprah. Even the ghost. You look like me. I was going to shoot you. But, all right. So our list of characters... You got Peter Venkman, Ray, Egon, Winston, Lewis, Janine, Dana, the mayor, librarian, and I threw in the voice of a ghost.
Like Why you. Not?
Where do you want to start? Top or bottom?
I don't care.
All right, let's start with the top. Peter Venkman.
Peter Venkman.
Of course, made famous by this was the Bill Murray character.
Yep. I got Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, fucker. I got him. I have him later down. But
okay.
That's a, yeah, obviously good pick.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
I want somebody the complete smartass, and I need a voice. I need someone has a distinct voice. So I picked H. John Benjamin.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the voice of Archer.
Yeah.
Just because I want to hear, do you want ghosts? Because that's how you get ghosts.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah. That, and I might have been watching Archer as I was doing my cast. Who you got for Ray?
Ray, I have Paul Giamatti.
That's a very good pick. I almost had him, but I picked Chris Parnell. All
right.
From Saturday Night Live and
yeah.
Also Archer. There might have been a running theme, but I figured he could play Aykroyd. So,
yeah.
Egon.
I got Simon Pegg.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Fuck, I didn't even think of him. I went with Charlie Day.
Oh, that's not bad.
From It's Always Sunny, and he can play the scientist because he did it in Pacific Rim.
And he was in Horrible Bosses.
Yes, because he's the one Jennifer Aniston has the crush on.
Yeah. Oh, I need to download that movie.
Yeah. Legally, of course.
Yeah.
Sure, why not? Who do you got for Winston? Well, this originally was the black guy.
Yeah. I left him black.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Terry Crews.
That's great. That would be... I think either one of our casts would make a hell of a movie. I went with Jason Sudeikis. That was where I put Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's playing a black guy. Lewis. This Lewis. Was the Rick Moranis role
from the original. Gatekeeper. Or the Keymaster.
The Keymaster. I'm the Keymaster. You the Gatekeeper. Yeah. I love that movie too much. Who do you got?
Jay Baruchel.
Oh, Jay.
He was in This Is the End.
Yes. He has a new show on TV. I can't think of the name of it, but he's pretty funny.
Yeah, you just put some glasses on him.
Yeah. Yes. I went with Clark Duke.
Alter ego of Superman.
You'll know him from Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in Superbad.
Yes. Yeah, he's done a bunch of TV series, but yeah, he was in Kick-Ass and...
Yeah, Kick-Ass, yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
Okay, Janine.
Janine.
Now, this was the... Was this the Annie Potts role?
Yeah, that was... It was the nerdy...
Yes, okay, there's the...
The picture. Secretary.
The secretary, yeah. Yes.
I got Anne Hathaway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, again, put some glasses on her, and she's...
I can see that one. That's quite good. I went with Melissa Rauch from Big Bang Theory. Plays Bernadette.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not bad.
Because boobs.
Yep, mine has boobs, too.
Yep. I've seen hers in movies.
Yep.
Yeah.
Boobs are good.
Yep. Dana. This was the Sigourney Weaver role. Oh, God.
Yvonne Strahovski.
Yes, from Chuck. Oh, Lord. And maybe Miss Marvel.
Yeah.
Maybe.
She's got boobs.
She's got boobs. And, yeah.
Babes.
And she can do funny.
Yeah, she can.
Yeah. I went with a woman to play Dana who does funny, and I went black.
Oprah.
No, it's not Oprah.
Fuck you, it's Oprah.
Aisha Tyler.
From Archer.
You see a running theme here.
Yeah, she's got boobs too.
Because Peter dates Dana, so I got Archer with Lana.
Nice.
So, and hopefully, if I was writing the script, I would have, of course, Dana. What?
Danger zone
ghost. Who do you have as the mayor? This would be the mayor of New York.
I have a very popular character.
Okay.
And his name is Bill fucking Murray.
Fucking Murray's he's the mayor. Oh, that would be great. I could see him getting voted in, actually. I'd vote for him. That's great. And he would be quirky mayor.
Yeah.
I went completely batshit crazy mayor. I went with a mayor who would try to stick a seashell into a TV. My mayor is Gary Busey.
Wow.
Yep.
All right. And that's why New York is going crazy.
He's trying to fix it with a seashell or an Amazon Fire Stick.
Yeah, that's a pretty good commercial.
I love that commercial. That should have been a Super Bowl commercial. I
can't wait to see the Super Bowl commercials, because commercials in the past year have been getting a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people are going to pull out their A game on that.
I think Adult Swim needs to do a, you know, they have Mike Tyson Mysteries.
Yeah.
I want Gary Busey Mysteries as well. Make it a half hour. Half of it be Mike, half of it be Gary Busey.
Gary Busey Detective Hour.
Yes. Oh, he can't figure out how magnets work or how to get out the door of the office. All right. Who's your librarian? Because we're going to have the library scene with Slimer.
Right.
So who's your librarian?
I got June Squibb.
Okay.
She was in that Oscar-winning movie, and I can't remember what it's called.
She was in Nebraska.
Yeah, that one.
And she kind of looks like the woman from Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's an older woman.
Yeah.
And she was on Glee. Fuck you, Vince.
It's really hard to find a cute old lady actress.
Now, see, I had that problem. So I didn't go older.
Oh.
I went with Gillian Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
Scully from X-Files.
Nice.
Who else is going to be a librarian but
That's
Scully?
That's a good little Easter egg.
Yeah.
So. That's nice.
And of course, last here we have the voice of a ghost. Because you know your bad guy ghost has to talk.
Yeah.
So who's the voice?
The only good voice it could be.
Ron Perlman.
Mark Wahlberg.
I'm a ghost over here. Hey, Tom Brady. Yeah. I'm a transform a ghost. Yeah. I can see that, actually. That's sad.
Yeah.
I went with Maurice LaMarche. Because my ghost will have the voice of the brain from Peaky and the Brain.
Oh, yeah.
Or Morbo from Futurama, or he's done so many, but yeah, I want my ghost to have the going to take over the world. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so that was our casting of Ghostbusters, which we smoked Paul Feig's, I think it's safe to say.
I would watch my movie in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I would too. Or mine. Granted, mine's just probably a 2-hour-long episode of Archer. I told you I love stupid shit, so...
Cocaine.
Oh, I so should have cast Pam, but okay. That might be next week. I could cast her as Sasquatch. I'm getting ahead of myself. That's it for this week's show. We actually did a whole show. I'm kind of proud of ourselves.
All right, we did it.
Yep. You can follow us on the Twitter machine, @inconclusivepod, @cyborgsumo.
@shorttimmy.
And fuck everybody else. They're not here, so fuck
You'd be better off to get me on Facebook. You can look up my... Or you can email me, short_timmy@yahoo.com. You can find me on Facebook.
Yep. We have an email for the show that nobody uses, except when we get network stuff. inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com. We do have the Facebook group. That is where 90% of our stuff is. I need to get more going on Twitter. I will be hopefully doing that here soon.
I share stuff on the Facebook group all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do have a quick review of Justice League Bizarro League.
Oh, yeah.
It is fantastic. Even if you have little kids, they can watch it, because obviously it's a Lego movie, but if you've listened to the show for more than 5 minutes, you know I'm a Bizarro fan, and you get the complete Bizarro Justice League with Bat-Zarro. Green Lantern is Guy Gardner, and instead of being fearless, he's fearful and he keeps making teddy bears like you do. Cyborg is 99% human, 1% robot. And Wonder Woman is insane and supposedly ugly. So But it's great. I believe it comes out either this Tuesday or next. I think it might actually be next Tuesday. Don't ask me how I saw it early, because I won't tell you.
It's available on iTunes.
Oh, yeah. You're, yeah.
Download, yeah.
Yeah, so you can watch it legally now. So, but it's fantastic. If you have the kids, it's great, too. I think that's it for this week. We'll be back next week. Next week, we already have our list and castings done for next week. We are doing historical tweets, or tweets by historical people. We are going to... that one's going to be holy crap. I've already heard some of... let's just say there's a couple Hitlers. That's all I'm going to go...
yeah.
Our other list will be TV movie title mashups.
I had a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, I did too. And our casting will be... Vince picked this one. Canada's favorite superhero team, Alpha Flight.
I haven't even started on it.
I have one, and it was North Star, and it's a gay guy, and you can figure out who I picked. So, all right, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening. Rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. If you write us a review, I will read it on the show. Just make it 5 stars. I'd like to be well-liked.
Yep.
All right, I think we're done. You got anything?
He who hesitates masturbates.
There you go. We're done.
Done.